Sports.
It's a Tuesday morning. This is the Morning Mass. And every Tuesday, what do? We head to FHN. It's the Dial-A-Doc program. And joining us here today, Chief Nursing Officer Kathy Martinez is with us today. Hey, Kathy, good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. Thanks for joining us here today. And also Dr. Robert Geller as well. Dr. Geller, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning, sir. How are you, sir?
Great. It's always great to talk to you, Dr. Geller. Of course, Dr. Geller is a specialist in the area of infection, so it's very appropriate that we have him with us here today. But today, the topic is the anniversary, 19th anniversary of FHN's EICU. I guess the question here today, the very first question is what is the EICU?
So the EICU, or otherwise known as the Electronic Intensive Care Unit, really is our ability to connect our sickest patients in the intensive care unit at FHN with specialists from UW Health in Madison, Wisconsin. This is done through the use of cameras and microphones so that the intensivists can see our patients, as well as the integration of the electronic health record and the cardiac respiratory monitors. So even though they're in Madison, the intensivists can see our patients in real time.
And when did FHN actually begin this?
It's really hard to believe that FHN implemented the EICU 10 years ago. Dr. Geller and I were actually the clinical leaders of the project. FHN was the first in northern Illinois and southwest Wisconsin to offer an EICU. And we were the first hospital in Illinois to offer two-way visual communication. That means that the intensivists at University of Wisconsin can see our patients, and our patients and team members can actually see the team at UW. We're also proud at FHN to be among the first 10% of rural hospitals nationwide to have implemented an EICU 10 years ago.
And why was this program originally set up?
FHN set the EICU program up because the importance of offering those EICU services at FHN is really in alignment with our vision of delivering healthcare excellence to our communities. Through the use of the EICU, we are able to provide your university-level care close to home for our patients and their families, and that's what's important to us, to keep our community members in their community.
And so how does this actually work, this program?
I'm going to give you a really simple answer at how it works. It's a little bit more complicated than what I'm going to tell you about, but truly, before that patient is admitted to the ICU, the staff and doctors at both hospitals are able to review the patient's medical record as well as lab values, et cetera, for current issues and past medical history. And then when the patient and the team are ready, the camera is requested, so through the use of a button or a phone call, and the University of Wisconsin health team appears on the screen for our patients and team members to see. In emergencies, we're also able to press the button and immediately have a member of the University of Wisconsin team able to assist us with orders, guidance for procedures, and if needed, even transferring the patient to a higher level of care. On a daily basis, the University of Wisconsin health team and FHN team round together multiple times each day to make sure that there's strong communication with the patient, the team members, and the family members, and we ensure that we're providing that healthcare excellence to our patients.
And how accurate are they?
The cameras actually are very accurate. For example, the University of Wisconsin team is able to read the tiny labels on IV bags, so they're able to see what the medication is, the directions for it, and actually the IV pumps. They can observe the pupil on a patient's eyes to see if they're moving in regards to light being shined into them. But we do ensure our patients' privacy throughout, and so the cameras are turned away from our patients when not in use, and then there is a chime to alert the patient and the care team that the University of Wisconsin team is going to be coming on screen and able to visualize the patient.
This is the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today. We're talking to Chief Nursing Officer Kathy Martinez and also Dr. Robert Geller. My understanding is the connection is made here at FHN with the intensivists at UW Health. What is an intensivist?
I can speak to that, sir. An intensivist is a certified specialist, just like you have a certified cardiologist, and he or she is certified in the specialty of intensive care. In fact, years ago when we were doing this, I was informed by one of the certifying organizations that if you have an ECU type setup in your hospital, they will credit you as if you had an on-live intensive care specialist in your ICU. And these are doctors who specialize in high-level intensive care, that is the care of people who are in the ICU and have cardiac problems, breathing problems, and all kinds of issues, and that's their specialty, highly sick people. In fact, when we first started, they invited me up there to look at it, and first they toured me through their own physical ICU, and then they took me to the building where they have the e-care, and at first they had to do it with themselves. That was the ruling. So they had to have an e-care for their own hospital first before they went outside. So when I went to the building, I was able to see their own ICU patients who I had just visited indirectly a few minutes earlier, and I was able to read the jewelry on a patient's neck better on the screen than I could in person. So they can see it just as if they were there. So I tell my patients, in fact, that it's like you have one leg in Madison and one leg in Freeport when you're here.
Boy, I tell you what, lucky to have this here at FHN, right here at home. But how many other EICUs are there active now in the country?
So over the last 10 years, many hospitals have started to implement an EICU, especially in rural and community settings, because there's not that many intensivists across the country. Our partnership with University of Wisconsin Health really just allows us to have that data sharing and best practices to ensure we deliver safe quality care. So even though there's more cropped up over the past 10 years, we still feel our early affiliation with UW has helped them and our patients considerably over the time.
How does UW Health view this collaboration with FHN?
Well, I think I can tell you because until a few years ago, I was on their adjunct faculty, and they think it's an excellent idea because they can have much better care. And what's really important is, let's say there is a patient who, for whatever reason, ultimately has to be transferred physically from Freeport to there. They have had all this experience previous to that in the days or weeks even before with that patient. They get to know the patient that well. And that's very, very important to people who are highly sick. And they can, like I say, expend their knowledge to us.
And has this capability been used for your COVID-19 patients?
Absolutely.
Yes, it has. Throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, our EICU partnership with UW Health really enhanced the expert care given by our FHN team members, nursing team members, respiratory, as well as our COVID-19 physician team, specifically Dr. Geller, Dr. Parks, and Dr. Kahn. Our COVID-19 patients who were in critical condition and those who were on ventilators received really the benefit, as Dr. Geller mentioned, of two care teams overwatching their care 24 hours, 7 days a week. And the providers, including Dr. Wells, who is the director of the EICU program at UW Health, really praised the care that we've been giving our patients and routinely will mention to us that they're very impressed with the level of care that we're able to provide to our patients in our community.
Boy, amazing. 19th anniversary of the electronic intensive care unit that you guys brought on to FHN. It's been highly successful. This is great information today. Great to hear on the FHN Data Doc program. Where could folks, if they're interested in continuing to find out more information about the electronic intensive care unit at FHN, how could they find out more information?
One of the ways that people can find out more information about our EICU is in the latest issue of our Insight. There's a nice article featuring the EICU there, as well as the ability to go to our website at www.fhn.org.
All right. Kathy Martinez, always great to talk to you, Chief Nursing Officer. Thanks a lot. Great to talk to you again.
Thank you.
And Dr. Geller, it's always great to talk to you. I know that I know you've been very busy with the pandemic, it's always great to have information from you. Great to talk again. We'll talk again soon. All right.
Thank you very much. Nice to talk to you.
All right, Dr. Robert Geller and Kathy Martinez from FHN, the preceding today. That's the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today, and the preceding brought to you today by FHN.